Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Lamed Vav, and we are 20 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Lamed Hei Omed Beis Omar Rava. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. So, in yesterday's daf, the Gemara shifted its attention from the mitzvah of the Zroya Lichayayim and Keva to the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez. So Reishis Hagez is another one of the Chaf Dalet Matnes Kahuna. It too is mentioned in a pasuk tucked away in Parsha Shoiftim. The pasuk says, Reishis Degoncha Ti Roishcha V'Yitzarecha V'Reishis Gez Tzoyncha Ti Tein Loi. So the Torah says that you're supposed to give Reishis Degoncha Ti Roishcha V'Yitzarecha, which of course is another way of saying Truma. And then the Torah says, Reishis Geis Tzoyncha. If you have sheep and you shear the wool of the sheep, you have to take the Reishis of the wool of the sheep that you shear and give it to a kohen. Incidentally, this pasuk that mentions Reishis Hagez is the pasuk that immediately follows the mitzvah of Zroi L'Chayayim and Keva. So for the entire week we've been learning Dvarim Yudches Pasa Gimel, V'zeh Yeh Mishpat HaKoyan Ami Eisa Ami Ezoiv Chai Azevach M'shoirim Seben Asal HaKoyim Azroi V'lchayim V'akei. But the very next pasuk is Reishis Degoncha Tiroishcha V'yitzarecha V'reishis Geis Tzoyncha Titingloi. The Rishonim say it's for that reason that in the sequence of Mesechtes Chulin you have Zroi V'lchayim and Keva, and then the next parak is the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez. So again, the whole parasha of Reishis Hagez is not even a full pasuk. It's Dvarim Yudches Pasuk Dalet. The first half of the pasuk, the Reisha is Reishis Degoncha Tiroishcha V'yitzarecha, the mitzvah of Truma. The Seifa is Vereishis Geis Tzoyncha Titein Loi. The Mishnah, right in the beginning of Perek Reishis Hagez, mentions the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, all the halachas of Reishis Hagez, some of which we'll revisit in today's daf. But the primary focus of today's daf is going to be with regards to a machlokes Rabbi Eloi in the Rabbanan that the Gemara mentioned on the bottom of daf Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. I think it's kedai to see that machlokes again inside. It's five lines from the bottom of Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, and that will segue into today's daf. The Gemara over there brings a brisa. Behemas hashutfin. If you have a behema, an animal that is owned by partners, chayevas bereishis hagez, the Chachamim say that just because two yidden own it is not a reason that it shouldn't be chayev in reishis hagez. If one of the partners is a non-Jew, so that the brisa is going to address. But to the extent that Reuven and Shimon together, two upgehitin yidin, own this animal, there's no reason there shouldn't be a chi of Reishis Hagez. Rabbi Loi poiter. Rabbi Loi, however, says you're going to be poiter. My time at the Rabbi Loi. In my crowd, the pasuk says the Reishis Geis Tzoyncha. Tzoyncha is a lashon yachid, and we darshin v'loy shal shutfes. V'rabbanon. What are the rabbanon who hold that even shutfen achayv and Reishis Hagez? How did they darshin the word tzoyncha? The meute shutfes oivikoychav. Coming to exclude if one of the partners is a non-Jew. But to the extent that both partners are yidden, you're going to be chayiv and reishis hagez. Rabbi Loi shutfes oivikoychav minali. Has Rabbi Loi know that if you have a non-Jewish partner that you're going to be potter? Meaning, to the extent that he uses tzoyncha to be memayit, even if you have a shutif that's a yid, it must imply that he knew a shutif oivikoychavim is potter from somewhere else. Because if he didn't know that a shutif oivikoychavim is potter from somewhere else, he would have used tzoyncha like the rabbanon used tzoyncha to be memayit shutif oivikoychavim. So the Gemara says, nafkele mireisha the korah. Bilal, you knew that from the reisha of the pasuk. Because the beginning of the pasuk, like we said, was, says reishis degoncha, tiroishcha v'yitzarecha, for reishis gay. And from Reishis to Goncho Chazal Medayek V'Loy Shutfes Oivikechavim. So once I know that by Truma the halacha is that if you have a non-Jewish partner, you're potter from Truma. Now I could be makish the Reish of the pasuk and the Seif of the pasuk. Just like Truma, there's an exemption if you have a non-Jewish partner. So too, when it comes to Reishis Hagez, there's going to be an exemption if you have a non-Jewish partner. If that's the case, I know already that Reishis Hagez, if you have a non-Jewish partner, you're potter from the Hekish to Reishis Degoncha. So why the Torah have to say Vereishis Geis Tzoyncha? Must be it's coming to be Mamayit. Even if you have a shut, if that's a yid. V'Rabbanon, what about the Rabbanon? Why don't the Rabbanon say that I know that Reishis Hagez is potter if you have a non-Jewish partner from the Hekish to Reishas to Gancha to Reishcha v'Yitzarecha. Why do I need Reishas case Tzoncha to be Mamayetet? Says the Gemara, Reishas Hifseko Inyan. Being that the Torah said Reishas to Gancha to Reishcha v'Yitzarecha, and then the Torah chazed over the Reishas case Tzoncha. Really, what it could have said was Reishas to Gancha to Reishcha v'Yitzarecha v'Geis Tzoncha titein loy. Why the Torah mentioned the word Reishas in between? It's to be mafsik and to say that even though it's one pasuk and there's a Reisha and a Seifa, and at first glance it would look like you have the building blocks to make a classic hekish, at the same time it's not something you're allowed to do. So Reishas to Gancha to Reishcha v'Yitzarecha is one parasha, Reishas Geis Tzoncha is another parasha. Just because you're potter from Truma when you have a non-Jewish partner doesn't mean you're going to be potter from Reishas Ageis when you have a non-Jewish partner. As a result, I need a pasuk to tell me that you're potter from Reishas Ageis when you have a non-Jewish partner. What's that pasuk? Reishas Geis Tzoncha. If I need Tzoncha to be Mamayit, a non-Jewish partner, I don't have Tzoncha to be Mamayit, a Jewish partner. The bottom line is that what emerges from this price, and this is critical as an introduction for today's daf, the entire daf revolves around these two points. And that is this two machloikasin between Rabbi Loi and the Chachamim in this price. Number one, Behemas HaShutfin. Are you Chayiv in Reishas Hageis or are you not Chayiv in Reishas Hageis? If two Yidden together own sheep, is there an obligation of Reishas Hageis or not? According to the Chachamim, there is. According to Rabbi Loi, there is not. And the reason according to Rabbi Loi, there is not is because it says in the Torah, V'Reishas Geis Tzoncha. Tzoncha is coming to be Mema'it Shutfim. The Rabbanon don't darshan Tzoncha. Rabbi Loi does darshan Tzoncha. A second, a derivative machloikis that comes out of this brisa, that's also critical, and that is whether there's a hekish in this pasuk between Reishas Degoncha Tiroishcha V'Yitzarecha and Reishas Geis Tzoncha or not. According to Rabbi Loi, the Torah in the same pasuk mentioned Reishas Degoncha Tiroishcha V'Yitzarecha, also known as Truma, and Reishas Geis Tzoncha, also known as Reishas Hageis, to be makish the two parashiyos, to tell me that there's some connection between the mitzvah of Truma and between the mitzvah of Reishas Hageis. According to the Chachamim, V'Reishas Hifseko Inyan, there is no hekish in this pasuk between the two parashis. On that note, 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Lamid Hey Amid Beis. Amar Rava, Rava said, Moide Rabbi Loi B'Trum, mean, even though Rabbi Loi tashin the pasuk for Reishas Geis Tzoncha to tell me that if two partners together own sheep, they're going to be potter from Reishas Hageis. And again, how does he know that? Because he tashin the word Degoncha. The Gancha is in the singular. It's a Lashon Yachid to tell me you, if one person owns the sheep, he has an obligation of Reishas Hageis. But if Shutfin would own the sheep, they would not have an obligation of Reishas Hageis. Stating that, by Truma, even though there too, you find the Torah uses this singular Lashon, the Torah uses the Lashon Yachid, still Shutfin are going to be Chayev. Meaning, the Gancha, the Dachin, the Shutfin's life. Thus, there would have been Makim to make the same Drasha and to tell me, Reishas the Gancha, Tiroishcha, V'Yitzarecha, emphasis on Cha, Cha, Cha. You see, it's only a Yachid that's obligated. So you would think that maybe Shutfin should be Pater, still the Allah is your Chayev. Why? Why would Rabbi Loi Darshan, Reishas Geis Tzoncha, and not Degoncha Tiroishcha V'Yitzarecha? The answer is because it also says in the parsha of Truma, V'Nechshav Lochem Trumaschem. Trumaschem is a Lashon Rabbim. Thus, even though on the one hand you have Degoncha Tiroishcha V'Yitzarecha Lashon Yachid, you have Trumaschem Lashon Rabbim, the Trumaschem word is trumps the Yachid word, and as a result, the halacha is even Shutfim are going to be Chayv. El Degoncha Lomli. If that's the case, why did the Torah mislead us? Why did the Torah use the word Degoncha Lomuti Shutfis Ayvit Kechavim to tell me that Shutfis Ayvit Kechavim are going to be exempt? But as it relates to a Jewish partner, in that case, you're going to be Chayv. Rava continued. And Rava said, Chala. The same is going to be true by Chala. Afal Gaf Dichsiv Reishis Arisoy Seichem Chala Tarimu Truma. That's the pasuk. The Ikula Meimer Nelef Reishis 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 Hageis Malahalan Dushutvis Loi Afkan Dushutvis Loi. As it relates to Chala, the Torah uses the word Reishis. Thus, there would have been mocking to think that Rabbi Loi would say that if two partners together own dough, they have a bakery, they're going to be potter from Hafrashas Chala. Why? Because maybe we should learn Reishis Reishis that the Torah says by Chala to the Reishis that the Torah says by Reishis Hageis and say that Shutfin are going to be potter. Stating that, Rava said, even though they'd be mocking to think that Rabbi Loi would hold his same chiddush that he said by Reishis Hageis by Chala, you're going to be chayev. Why? Kasav Rachman Arisay Seichem. Because it says Reishis Arisay Seichem. Arisay Seichem is a Lashon Rabbim, and that takes precedence. Says more all the time. The Chiddush Arisay Seichem. Hold up, okay. I have a minute. Nail Reishis Reishis Hageis. The Gemara says, Rava, I don't agree with your whole premise over here. You needed Arisay Seichem according to Rabbi Loi, to tell me that Shutvin Achayim and Chal. Why? Because without a Rishay Seichem, I would learn Rishis from Rishis Ageis and tell me your Pata. Adi Rabba, Nelef Mi Truma. Shouldn't you learn Rishis from Truma to tell me Achayim? What was the first thing Rava said? That even though Rabbi Loi holds that Shutvin Apata from Rishis Ageis, but Rabbi Loi agrees that Shutvin Achayim and Truma. So once I know that Shutvin Achayim and Truma, and it says Rishis by Truma, we've mentioned this Pasuk already several times, Rishis Degoncha, Tiroichav Yitzarecha. So what's the premise of the Havamina to say learn Chala Lekula from Rishis Ageis to tell me that Shutvin Apater, maybe learn Chala Lechumra from the Rishis that it says by Truma to tell me that you're Chayef? So what do I need a Rishis? Say before the Gemara says you're right. Hachi Nami. True. Good point. Rabbi Loi holds that Shutvin Achayev and Chala, you don't need a Pasuk for it, because once we know that Shutvin Achayev and Truma, Rishis, you're always Makish Lechumra, right? That's a Yesoid. Every time you can be Makish Lekula, or you can be Makish Lechumra, you're always Makish Lechumra. So of course he'd be Makish Lechumra and tell me that Shutvin are going to be Chayev and Chala. If that's the case, Ela Arisoy Seichem Lamali. Why did Torah mention Arisoy Seichem? Kedei Arisoy Seichem. That teaches me the Shir of Chala. The whole purpose of it is to teach me what the Shir of Chala is. Incidentally, what is the Shir Chala? So it's 42.2 Beitzim, and the way to remember that says the Shach is it's the gematria of Chala. Chala is gematria 42. The Hay is the fifth, thus it's 42.2. But either way, Arisa Seichem is not coming to teach me any halacha with regards to Bevis HaShutfin, but rather what Arisa Seichem is coming to teach me is the Shir Chala. Rava continued, and Rava said, Peyo, as it relates to the mitzvah of Pey, Afgat Tachsiv Sodcho, it says the word Sodcho, Bekutzrichem Esksir Arzachem, Loisachalis Pa Sodcho, and you would think the Dachin Shutfis Lai. According to Rabbi Loi, just like he dashed in Rachel's gates, Soincha that Shutfin a Potter from Rachel's gates, you would think that two partners own a field, maybe they're Potter from Peyo. Kasuv Rachmanu, Uve Kutzrichem, Arzachem is a Lashon Rabbim. The Lashon Rabbim takes precedence over the Lashon Yachid. That's going to be one of the consistent themes in this Gemara. So you see, Uba Kutzrachem overrides Sotcha. Thus, the halacha is, even according to Rabbi Loi, that partners will be Chayiv and Chal. If that's the case, why did the Torah use the word Sotcha? If it's not to be Mamayit Shutvin, the Gemara says, Lamut is Shutvin Soiv the Chacham. But tell me, if you have a non-Jewish partner, that, yeah, but a Jewish partner, that's Nisraba from Uva Kutzrachem. Rabbi continued. He said, Bechayra, as it relates to the mitzvah of Bechayra. Avagavtik said, Kol HaBechayra Sheyevolid, Bivkarcho Uvitzayncha. And again, the Lashon Yachid, Yidachin Geshutfa Slois. You would have thought, according to Rabbi Loi, just like he dashed in Reishas Gei Tzayncha. Let's be Mamayit Shutfin over here, too. Kazav Rachmanu, Bechayra is Bekarchem Vitzayncham. Over there, you have a Lashon Rabbim. And again, the Lashon Rabbim takes precedence over the Lashon Yachid. El, if that's the case, Bekarcho Vitzayncha Lamali. Why did the Torah mention the Lashon Yachid Lamute? Shutfa Slois Gechav. It's going to be what about mezuzah? It sounds like didoch in shutfis loy. If that's the case, then partners that own a house together should be potter from the mitzvah mezuzah, according to Rabbi Loi. Just like he darshan v'reishes geis tzoyncha, so Rava said, wouldn't it seem reasonable to darshan uchsavtam al mezuzah is beisecha? Said Rava, kasav rachmano levan yirbu yimeichem v'mei v'neichem. Pashup shad is the Lashon Rabbim of yimeichem v'mei v'neichem. That's coming to be marva that even shutfin are going to be chayv. Elo beisecha l'mayas. Why then does it say beisecha? Look at the Rabba. The Omer Rabba. Rabba famously said, derech biyascha m'nei amin. How do you know that you're supposed to put mezuzah on the right side of the door? How do you know not on the left side? It's because most people are righties and they walk mit derech defis. So when you walk into your house, derech biyascha, it's your right foot first. Thus, the mezuzah is supposed to be on your right side. The bottom line is, beisecha is not coming to be a mayit, a house that's owned by shutfin, but rather beisecha is coming to teach me where exactly the mezuzah is supposed to be. Rava continued. And Rava said, Maisa. Again, coined Rabbi Loi that says that partners are potter from Reishas Ageis. Why? Because it says, Reishas Geis Soincha. Soincha is a Lashon Yachid. It's coming to Maid partners, even if both partners are Yidden. So you would have thought that Maiser, maybe two partners that own a field together, should be potter from giving all the Maiseris. Afal Gav Tichsiv, Maiser Don Degon Chidlach in the Shot Vasloik. Asav Rachmona Maiser Seichem. The reason it's not is because in other places the Torah uses a Lashon Rab. And Lashon Rabbim again takes precedence. Why then did the Torah ever use the Lashon Yachid? To tell me that if you have a non-Jewish partner, if you have a Jewish partner, you're going to be chayv. Matanois, Rabbi continued. And he said, what about the matanois? What's tam matanois when you're dealing with matanois kunos? Zroya, lichayayim, and cave. Even though the Torah used the word venosan, okay, what does venosan mean? Ikol meimer yalef nesina nesina reish. And you would have had a makom to think, let's learn nesina, nesina, gzeir shav reish.
Kedushas HaGeis. By Yisrael, L'chayayim in Keva, it says, V'nosan L'Koyin, Hazroya, V'halichayayim V'Akeva. By Reishas HaGeis, it says, V'Reishas Geis, Tzoyncho, Titein Loi. So there certainly would have been Mokoyim to say that according to Rabbi Loi, Shutfin should be Potter from Yisrael L'chayim in Keva. Even though there's no Lashim Yachid in the parasha itself of the Zroya L'chayayim in the Keva, but via the Gzei Rishava, you would think that if by Rishas HaGeis, partners are potter, then by Zroya L'chayayim in Keva, partners should be potter. Why? Gzei Rishava. They both have the Lashon Nesina. So the Torah wrote, Me'ezoiv Chasevach, to be marban, the Lashon Rabim, Zoiv Che, to teach me that even partners are chayiv and zroi l'chayim mekev. It says the Gemara, I have a problem with this. Time the Kosovo Rechman is Zevchei Hazevach. I need Zevchei Hazevach to tell me that partners are chayiv and zroi l'chayim mekev, because otherwise you would have learned the Gzeir Shava, Nesina, Nesina from Eish Zagez. Holav Hochi, Hava Midir Leilif from Eish Zagez. Adirav and Leilif Mitruma. We said right at the beginning, the first thing Rava said in today's daf was that even though Rabbi Loi holds that partners are part of Eish Zagez, he holds the Chayiv and Truma. Now by Truma, the Torah also uses the Lash and Titan Loi. Incidentally, the same pasuk. Reishas the Gan Chati Reish Chavi Tzarecha, the Reish Gez Tzaincha, Titan Loi. It's the same pasuk. Titan Loi is going back on Reishas Gez Tzaincha. It's also going back on the beginning of the pasuk. Reishas the Gan Chati Reish Chavi Tzarecha. So the whole premise that I need a pasuk to tell me not to be makish lekula Zroi L'chaim Mekev for Reishas Gez. In Svara, I would anyways know that you have to be makish l'chumra from Truma. The Gemara says, you're right, enochinami, it's pasha. You don't need this shtickle Torah. You don't need me, Zoyv Chayasevach, to teach me that partners are chayiv and zroi l'chayim and keva. I would know it anyways. I, Reish Zagez, the potter, maybe learn from Reish Zagez. Yeah, Reish Zagez, the potter. But Truma, for example, the chayiv. So if anything, you would be makish zroi l'chayim and keva to Truma. If that's the case, me, Zoyv Chayasevach, lomeli. Why then did the Torah use the word Zoyv Chayasevach? We thought the Torah mentioned me, Zoyv Chayasevach, to be marba partners, according to Rabbi Loi. But if we don't need this riboy, why then did it say? Look at the rabbi, I'm a rabbi. Didn't matabach. We saw that last in the previous parak to teach me halacha that who's responsible for the Zroi L'chaim and Keva? The shoychid. So if the shoychid is shechting somebody else's animals, the shoychid is somehow the baldavar. He's on the hook for the Zroi L'chaim and Keva, and he can be summoned to court, etc., etc. But the point is, it's a whole different halacha that's learned out from that pasuk. I in fact don't need it for this. Rava continued, and Rava said, Bikur. Again, Rabbi Loi said that partners are potter from Reishas HaGeis. Why? Because it says, the Reishas HaGeis Soincha. Said Rava, based on that, you could have had a Havamina, Ben Benoi shall have a Mina. Then maybe partners that own a field together should be potter and be kurim. Why? Because I have a gap to chsiv, Arzucha, Tidachin, the Shutfis Loi. Kasav Rachmanu, but you know why that's not true? Because the Torah also says, Bikure, Kol Hashem, Ba'artzam. Ba'artzam is a Lashon Rabban to tell me that even partners are chayiv and bikurim. El Arzucha Lomon. He said, why didn't the Torah say the word Arzucha B'Lashon Yachid? The Mutei Chutz Laretz. To tell me that in Chutz Laretz, there's no chayiv bikurim. Frey Toys Akasha. Do you have a Havamina that you should be chayiv and bikurim in Chutz Laretz? It's a Mishnah Masechtes Kedushin. We may not all know the Mishnah, but we all know the Yesod of the Mishnah. And that is Mitzvahs Atluyos Ba'aretz are only Noyig in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahs that are not Tluyos Ba'aretz are Noyig Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz Laretz. Bikurim is a Mitzvah Atluyos Ba'aretz. Right? What does it mean Tluyos Ba'aretz? Mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz doesn't by definition mean Eretz Yisrael. It means it's a Mitzvah that's related to the ground. Any Mitzvah that's related to the ground, it means the ground of Eretz Yisrael. It means the Admas Kodesh of Eretz Yisrael. But as it relates to a mitzvah, hatluya ba'aretz in chutz la'aretz, you always potter. So why do I need Arzucha, your land, the Jewish land is in Eretz Yisrael to tell me that you're potter? Of course you're potter. You're potter because a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. Tois asks the kasha, and Tois says an unbelievable teretz. Short Toisves. Says Toisves. Second Tois. From the top, Afal gav the mitzvah hatluya ba'aretzim mikomakim itzrich lemuute mishum the iskish lebasu v'chal v'chad kra. Because two out of the three times that the Torah mentions the mitzvah of bikurim, it juxtaposes it with the mitzvah of basu v'chalav. Reishis bikuri ad mascha tavi beis Hashem aloikecha loyse vashel gedi b'chalevima. So when we learned parakalabasa, we were looking at it from the basu v'chalav perspective. That why did the Torah mention bikurim next to loyse vashel gedi b'chalevima? So you have to look at it from the Lois of Ashel Gedi B'chalevimai perspective, but you also have to look at it from the Bikurim perspective. So it says from the Bikurim perspective, you know what it sounds like? Just like Lois of Ashel Gedi B'chalevimai is not only
only in Eretz Yisrael, right? You can't eat a cheeseburger even in Chutz La'aretz. So too, Bikurim, there would have been a Havamina. Maybe it should be Noig in Chutz La'aretz. So as, even though it's a mitzvah Tluy Ba'aretz, still, there could have been Makim to think in Chutz La'aretz it's included, Kamash Malan, this pasuk. Regardless, Rava continued. And Rava said, Tzitzis. Tzitzis, according to Rabbi Loi, I can hear a Havamina that if two partners own a Baghdad, maybe they're parted from Tzitzis. Why? Because the reason it's not that way is because of Rachmana al kanfei vigdeim l'dei roisam al kanfei vigdeim. That's already lush and round. That looks ksuscha lamli. Why then the Torah uses this misleading word ksuscha? Like Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Talis sheula p'turim and atzitzis kol shloishim yom. To tell me only your beged is chayiv, but if it's a talis sheula for 30 days, anyways, you're going to be part of makkah by makkah as well. There would have been a makkah to think, according to Rabbi Loi, that if two partners own a house together, they should be part of why? Because Afkav because of Rachmana legagecha v'asisa masa makkah. Which is Lashon Rabbim, and that's why the Allah is even partners are going to be chayv. So why then the Torah mentioned the word gagecha? That a beis hakneses and a beis medrash, that's different. Over there, there's no chiv to put a marker. Regardless, if you do the math, Rava just mentioned 10 cases in the Torah where, based on Rabbi Loi and our sugi and Rachel's Hagez, there would have been a havamina that if there's a partnership, if you formed an LLC, so now somehow you're going to be putter from all these mitzvahs, whether it's truma, whether it's meiser, whether it's dezroya l'chiayim in the keva, whether it's tzitzis, mezuzah, makkah, really spanning kol ha'Torah kula, bikurin. Why? Because Rabbi Loi said that partners are potter from Reishas Hagez because it says Reishas Gez Tzoncha. So if you're going to darshan the word Tzoncha to mean only a yachid, it has to be owned by an individual. But if it's owned by a rabbim, it's not that way. What about all these other parashas in the Torah? Said Rabbi, stating that, he went through methodically and systematically, one by one. Why, even though you find in the Torah, Allah and Yachid, stating that, the Allah is that even Rabbi Loi is going to agree that a rabbim is going to be chayiv. Stating that, Zok the Gemara, Amar Abibi bar Abaya, Lesnu Lahani Kloli. I disagree with what Rabbi said. So usually you have Abaya arguing with what Rabbi said. This is not Abaya. This is Abaya's son. This is Rav Bibi bar Abaya. So Abaya had a son, Rav Bibi. And Rav Bibi was arguing with what Abaya said. The Tanya, we learned to the Braiso, Behemus HaShutfin, Chayeves Bibchoiro, V'Rabbi Loi Poitro. So it's a Mufurish Braiso. That Behemus HaShutfin, Achayevim Choiro. Rabbi Loi said, you're potter. My time with Rabbi Loi. Why Rabbi Loi said that if two partners own a Bechor, you're going to be potter. Dichsiv Bekorcha Uvitzoncha. And Bekorcha Tzoncha is a Lashon Yachid. So it's coming to be Memayit Shutfin. Freik the Gemara. Foxiv Bekarchem Vitzoncha. According to Rava, that Rava said that if you have a Lashon Rabbim and a Lashon Yachid, that was the theme in Rava, that the Lashon Rabbim always takes precedence over the Lashon Yachid. So how come you don't say Bekarchem Vitzoinchem is Marbe Shutfin? Rather, you say that Bekarchem Vitzoinchem is Memayit Shutfin. So you see, not that way. If that's true, that the Lashon Yachid really takes precedence over the Lashon Rabbim, now we have to go back and revisit everything Rava said and knock out Abaya. So Rabbi told Rava, he says, not true, it's Kenesh Zayin, because I have a Mefurish HaBraisa that shows that Rabbi Loi darshens the Lashon Yachid even when you have a Lashon Rabbim in the same passage. But the Gemara says you have to say the Kulu Yisrael. Rava would disagree. Rava would say that it's true, you proved that Rabbi Loi holds that Behemes HaShutfin is Pater Mibichayra, because it says Bekarchem Vitzoinchem, it must be because he felt you can't darshan Bekarchem Vitzoinchem. Meaning, the reason to say that Rabbi Loi would hold that Behemes HaShutfin is Chayiv Bechayra is because Bekarchem Vitzoinchem is Marba. There must have been a particular reason why he felt you couldn't darshan Bekarchem Vitzoinchem. Because he holds Bekarchem Vitzoinchem doesn't mean two partners, but it means the Bakr and the Tzoyin of all of Klal Yisrael. That's what it means. But as it relates to all the other drashos, if you have a Lashon Yachid and a Lashon Rabbim, it's still the Lashon Rabbim that's going to take precedence. Incidentally, even though the Gemara answered Rabbi Bar Abaya's Kasha on behalf of Rava, Rava is still upgefrekt as it relates to Bechayr. Because one of the 10 cases that Rava said Rabbi Loi would be Maida, that Shutfin would be Chayiv, was Behemes HaShutfin with regards to Bechayr. Here you have a Mefurish HaBraisa where Rabbi Loi said Potter. So that part of Rava would seem to be Mufrach. But what the Gemara is answering is it doesn't mean everything Rava said is Mufrach. Because if you're going to walk away from this Braisa and say that Rava holds, if there's a Lashon Yachid and a Lashon Rabbim, it's the Lashon Yachid that takes precedence, now we just knocked out the whole Rava. The point is, you
you can't knock out the whole Rava. That, one of the 10 things Rava said, maybe. But as it relates to everything else Rava said, must be he didn't darshan bekarchem v'tzoinchem, because he felt it just meant all of Klal Yisrael. But to the extent you could darshan the Lashon Rabbim, and you could darshan the Lashon Yochid, then we'll darshan the Lashon Rabbim over the Lashon Yochid. The Gemara continues. Om Rab Chanina Misura. Lesnu lahani klali. I too have a raya that Rav is klal amaro. Tanya belong to the price. Emes hashut v'chayevus b'matanois. V'Rabbi Loi poiter. My time, but why does Rabbi Loi hold that partners are poiter from Zoyel Chaim and Kebi Yalf, Nesina, Nesina, Mereshit Hageis. Mala halon deshut v'sloi. Avkan deshut v'sloi. He learned a very simple Gzereshav v'Mereshit Hageis. What's the cash of Yisrael? G'dayit chepetrum v'chayev. Now, if Rav is right, what was the first thing Rav said? That truma is chayev even if two partners own the field. If so, let's make the cheshbon that the Gemara made already a few times in today's daf. Why am I saying that partners are partners of Chaim and Kev? Because I'm learning it from Rashi like is Adarabo Neilif Nesina Nesina Mitruma, and say that Yechayev Elish Mami Nabatruma Navi Poiter. See by Truma you're also going to be Potter, and this the Gemara doesn't refute. So Rabbi Chanina Misura said that even though Rava made a very nice shtickle Torah, and he said that from this Rabbi Loi, don't get excited and start applying it, cutting and pasting it throughout Shas. You can't do that. Rabbi Loi said it by Rashi like. But I'll tell you 10 other times where you would have maybe thought you could apply Rabbi Loi that you really can't apply Rabbi Loi. Said Rabbi Chanina Misura, lesnu lahani klali. That whole Rav is upgefrekt. You know why? Because I have a Mufurish Abraisa that by Behemoth HaShutvin, as it relates to Matanois, Rabbi Loi says Potter, despite the fact that Rav said, according to Rabbi Loi, maybe you're really going to be Chayiv. And if Rabbi Loi said you're Potter by Zroel Chaim and Keva, or you must be, you're also Potter by Truma. Because to the extent that you chayev by truma, you would never know you're part of Israel l'chaim and keva. Because the basis to pater you by Israel l'chaim and keva is to learn it from Rashi like this. What's the basis to learn that? Because by both of them it says a losh and a sinah. If truma is chayev, why are you being makish l'kula? To Rashi's like, hey, it's been makish l'chumah to truma. The bottom line is, said Rav Chanina Misura, less nuhu l'khani klali. Either way, there's a shayla in the Rishonim now, how to make this next turn in the Gemara. Rashi, the way he explains it, at least in one Lashon, is the Gemara is now going back to the original Braisa that we started with, but the second part of it. So we said there were two Yesoidis in the original Braisa. Again, the Braisa that mentioned the very straightforward Machloikis between Rabbi Loi and the Chachamim, where the Behemoth HaShutvin Achayiv and Reishis Hageis, or the Potter from Reishis Hageis. Chachamim said Yechayiv, Rabbi Loi said Yepater. Why Yepater? Because Rabbi Loi darshined the Tzoincha. What we saw, what we very often see in Machloikis, in the one Machloikis ends up evolving into several machloikis as derivatives of the original machloikis. And in this case, there's a second machloikis in the Braisa, and that is, could you be makish, truma, and reishis hageis, or not? The beginning of the pasuk says, reishis degoncha ti reish chavitzarecha, also known as truma. The second part of the pasuk says, reishis geis soincha ti tein loy, also known as reishis hageis. Rabbi Loi felt that there's a hekish in the pasuk between the mitzvah of truma and the mitzvah of reishis hageis. The Chachamim said, v'reishis hifzika inyin, there is no machloikis. What's the connection between this machloikis and the original machloikis? Very simple, because the Chachamim held that I need v'reishis geis soincha not to be memayit behemes hashutvin, but to be memayit your non-Jewish partner. Rabbi Loi felt, I don't need soincha to be memayit if you have a non-Jewish partner, because I know that from the hekesh to truma. Chum say there is no hekesh to truma. So you have a machloikis whether there's a hekesh between reishis hageis and truma, or whether there's not a hekesh between reishis hageis and truma, and that's vital to the primary machloikis of the Braisa, which is whether Behemoth HaShutvin is Chayev Bereishis Hageis or Behemoth HaShutvin is not Chayev Bereishis Hageis. Either way, from here until the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss that derivative machloikis. And that is there a machloikis? Is there a hekesh between Truma and Reishis Hageis or not? According to the Chachamim, there is not. According to Rabbi Loi, there is. Freik the Gemara. According to Rabbi Loi, that there's a hekesh between Truma and Reishis Hageis. If that's the case, imach truma ba'aretz in bechutz la'aretz loy, af matanois ba'aretz in bechutz la'aretz loy. If truma is noyeg, only Eretz Yisrael, everybody knows that, then the halacha should be that reishis hageis should also only be noyeg in Eretz Yisrael and not in chutz la'aretz. And if reishis hageis is only noyeg in Eretz Yisrael and not in chutz la'aretz, then the matonois of the Zroyal Chayayim and Keva should also only be noyig in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz. Because L'chayra, the Zroyal Chayim and Keva are going to be learned out either from Truma or from Reishis Hageis via the Gzeirah Shavah, Nesina Nesina, and to the extent that both Truma and Reishis Hageis are only Noyig in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz, then the Zroi L'chaim Akeva also have to only be Noyig in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz. Meaning, you would think at first glance, Truma is only Noyig in Eretz Yisrael, that we know, right? Truma's Mitzvah Tluyus Baretz, it's only Noyig in Eretz Yisrael. Reishis Hageis is not from the Mitzvah Tluyus Baretz, even though it's from the Matnes Kuna, but has nothing to do with Aretz, it's sheep. It's not mitzvah satluy baretz. Zroi l'chaim akeva is also not mitzvah satluy baretz. So pashut, the way you would set it up is you would say truma is a mitzvah satluy baretz only noyig in Eretz Yisrael. Reishis Hageis is not noyig baretz. Is not tluy baretz. That's going to be noyig even chutz laretz. Zroi l'chaim akeva is going to be the same thing. And even though there's a hekesh. In theory, you have this Gzeirah Shavah, Venasan, Venasan, that link the three, but at the end of the day, what you're going to end up with is being Makish L'chumra, as it relates to the Zroi L'chayim and Kev and the Reishis Hageis relationship, and say that even though maybe you can be Makish one of the two to Truma, and say that just like Truma is only Noyig Ba'aretz, so to these should only be Noyig Ba'aretz, but if anything, you'll be Noyig, you'll be Makish L'chumra, and say that if the other one's noyig even a chutz laretz, this one has to be noyig in chutz laretz as well, if that makes sense. But the bottom line is what the Gemara is saying is that if there's a hekish now between Truma and Reishis Hageis, then what has to happen is very simple. Truma's only noyig in Eretz Yisrael, Reishis Hageis should only be noyig in Eretz Yisrael. If Reishis Hageis and Truma only noyig in Eretz Yisrael, and you have v'nosan between the Zroi L'chayayim and Keva and Reishis Hageis and Truma, so there's nothing to be makish at L'chumra to, so then Zroi L'chayim and Keva should also only be Noyig in Eretz Yisrael. So what should emerge from Rabbi Loi, which started off as a very subtle shita, which is Behemis HaShut V'Napot and Reishis Hageis, this should really be a revolutio in the halachos of Reishis Hageis and Zroi L'chayim and Keva. Because what came out was that there's a hekesh between Truma and Reishis Hageis. Whoa, if there's a hekesh between Truma and Reishis Hageis, that's going to impact Reishis Hageis tremendously. Because how many halachas there are with regards to Truma that you wouldn't have thought are necessarily applicable to Reishis Hageis? The Gemara is going to go through all of them right now. And Zroi L'chaim and Keva now would also get thrown into the mix. That's the Gemara's kasha. I'm Rabbi Yosef ben Aharbel in. I hear it's a good kasha, and there's nothing wrong with saying that. In fact, it's a mafurish price. Rabbi Loi Oimer matonois ein noyag in ela ba'aretz. V'chein hoy Rabbi Loi Oimer Reishis Hageis ein noyag ela ba'aretz. That is Rabbi Loi Shita. That both Zroi L'chaim and Keva and the Reishis Hageis are only noyag in Eretz Yisrael. They're not noyag in Chutz Laretz. You're just getting excited. My time with the Rabbi Loi. What's pshat of Rabbi Loi? Amar Rava Yalef Nesina Sina Mitruma Matrum Baretz in Chutz Laretz Loi. Afreishis Hageis Baretz in Chutz Laretz. I'm like Abayo. Sabayo told Rava Imatruma Toy. Again, going along this same theme, which is that according to Rabbi Loi, that there's a hekesh between the mitzvah of Truma and the mitzvah of Reishis Hageis, why don't we say that just like as it relates to Truma, if somebody eats from his peiros, his tfu, without being mafres Truma, it's going to be tevel. So by Reishis Hageis, there should be tevel as well. And even though we saw in Perek, Zroi L'chaim and Keva, Rabbi Yochanan Shita, and we'll revisit this soon, Yetz Hashem, with the raid, that there is a Shita out there that holds that if somebody eats matonish loy hurmu, it's as if he's eating tevel, but of course it's not the halacha, and as it relates to Reishis Hageis, nobody ever heard anything about there being a concept of tevel. So Amalei Abaya, again, if there's this hekish, so why don't we say that just like by Truman there's a concept of tevel, by Reishis Hageis also a concept of tevel. Amalei, so he told him, Amar Kras says, V'Reishis Hageis Soincha, Titein Loi, Ein Lo Chaboy, Elam Reishis Ve'Eilach. The whole concept of Reishis Hageis first goes into effect when it's Reishis. When you mafresh it, that's when we have to have the conversation about Reishis Hageis. But before there's the Reishis Hageis, you don't even have to be concerned with Reishis Hageis. It doesn't exist until you mafresh it. In other words, there is no idea of tevel. Tevel would imply that the concept exists before you were mafreshet. It exists so much so that it creates iser. The rumbus is that there is no chefts of Reishis Hageis until you mafresh the Reishis Hageis. As a result, there's not going to be an iser tevel. Ima truma chayav anol misa v'chemish, another kasha. Somebody eats truma mezid is chayav misa. Somebody eats truma b'shoigig, he has to repay the koyhanim and he has to pay a surcharge. He has to add a chaymish, which is not 20% more, it's 25% more. Milabar, milagav. So after Reishis Hageis, chayav anol misa v'chemish, one of you would say, based on this hekesh between truma and Reishis Hageis, about Reishis Hageis, if somebody is nene from it, there should be a chiyav misa. If somebody does a b'shoigig, he should be chayav keren b'chaymish. On makra, the pasuk says, umesu boy, with regards to someone that eats
truma b'mezid, and it says v'yosaf olav, v'yosaf chamishi say olav, with regards to somebody that does a b'shoigig. Olav olav reishis ageis, boy v'le b'reishis ageis. So we have miyutim. Iman truma reishis v'sheni achreav reishis ageis, reishis v'sheni achreav, another kasha. If you be makhish reishis ageis to trumas, one is it just like by truma after you makhish truma, then this. There's Maestris, and there's Maestris Sheni, there's Maestris Oni. Maybe after Reishis Hagez, you have the same idea. So maybe there's a concept of Maestris Sheni, etc., etc. As it relates to Reishis Hagez, on Makro, Reishis, in the Chaboy, El Reishis Bilvad. Reishis, you have, but there's nothing after the Reishis. Imatru, Mechadosh Al Yoshin, Leap Reishis Hagez, Mechadosh Al Yoshin, another Kashu. Why don't we say that just like, as it relates to truma, there's a halacha that you can't be mafresh truma mechadosh alayoshon. Meaning, there's a fiscal year as it relates to truma. You can't be mafresh your 2019 truma on behalf of things that grew in 2018. Right? This halacha is that each year's tfua gets boxed in, and you have to be mafresh me shonazu al shonazu. You can't do it me achadosh ala yashon, me ayashon ala chadosh. So perhaps the same thing should be true when it comes to Reishis Hagez. There's a hakdash in Reishis Hagez and Trumo. Why don't you say the same concept that the Gemara says in? Yeah, maybe coin Rabbi Loi. That is the case. Vatanya, and I'll prove it to you. A brisa. If somebody had two sheep, gazas v'hiniach, shayim v'shashashonim, and he sheared it in, you know, over two or three years, and he had now the shear of Reishis Hagez. The halach is a mitzdarfis. And the reason it's not mitzdarif is because in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Perek, there's a machlokes b'shamayim b'shil, how many sheep you have to shear in order to be chayv in Reishis Hagez? B'shil said five. We pass like b'shil. So being that over here, it was two sheep, even though you did it over several years, so you sheared it five times, but it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you need five sheep. But what does it sound like? Chomish mitzdarfis. Let's say you would have five sheep, and you would shear it over 2 to 3 years. They would be mitzdarif. The issue is, you only had two sheep. You didn't have enough sheep in order to be chayv in Reishis Hagez. Bishamai says two sheep, you chayv in Reishis Hagez. Beis Hillel says, no, it has to be five. And if you didn't shear five sheep, you're not going to be chayv in Reishis Hagez. When the Brisa is therefore emphasizing the fact that we pass on what Beis Hillel says, if you had two sheep and you sheared it even five times, meaning you did it over 3 years, so you had multiple shearings of each sheep. The law, because it's not mitzdarif. It sounds like what? What's the issue? Because only two sheep. But the fact that it happened over 3 years, that in of itself doesn't bother me. Meaning, if you'd have five sheep over 5 years, or over 2 years, or over 3 years, it sounds like that would be mitzdarif. If you want Matanya, mitzdarif is another price that says it's not mitzdarif. Oh, Elish Mami, no, you know what the teretz must be? Hadar Rabbi Loi, Hadar Rabbanon. It must be the machlokes of whether or not you can do it from 1 year to another year is Rabbi Loi Rabbanon. The Rabbanon would say it's okay. Rabbi Loi would say it's not okay. Why would Rabbi Loi say it's not okay? Because of this hekish. Because of the hekish between Truma and Reishis Hagez. And just like by Truma, there's halacha, you can't be mafish min achadosh al yashin. So too, when it comes to Reishis Hagez, you can't be mafish min achadosh al yashin. The Gemara continues. Imat Truma, God of Chiyav Chayev, Beptur Pat, Av Reishis Hagez, Nami, God of Chiyav Chayev, Beptur Pat. Why don't we say that just like by Truma, the halacha is that if you buy tefuah from somebody who himself wasn't chayev in Truma, let's say you buy tefuah from a non-Jew. So the halacha is whatever grew in the non-Jew's possession, you're potter from giving Truma, because it was Godol Beptur. So maybe by Reishis Hagez, you should say the same thing. So first of all, how do you know that by Truma there's such a halacha? The Tanya, it's a bris. It's social, because of the Basurya. If a Yid buys a field in Surya from an Ovi Kechavim, so Surya was this very tricky place in halacha as it relates to the mitzvah Tulius Baritz, because David HaMelech conquered Surya, also known as Sura. It was Kibush Yachid, as Machlokes in the Gemara, the Kibush Yachid was a Kibush, not a Kibush. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos and Perek maybe get what exactly the definition of Kibush Yachid is. But the point is that this is this tricky place. Tachlis, Yisrael should look at Chasadim B'Surim Avikichav. Actually, the Shlish, if he bought it before it already grew a Shlish, meaning that's the shear at which point the Tfu is already Chayiv. And so it grew a Shlish in the possession of the Yid. Chayiv, that's easy. Meshevi Shlish, let's say it grew a Shlish already. Rabbi Akiva Machayiv B'Tosefes. Rabbi Akiva says he's going to be Chayiv in the extra. The Chacham and Paitre, the Chacham say, once it grew a shlish in the possession of a non-Jew, you're always going to be puffed. What do you see from here? Everybody agrees there's an idea that if something grows in a non-Jew's possession, that gidol is going to be puffed. According to Chachamim, once it grows a shlish by a non-Jew, it's always puffed. It can vax up to the Shemayim, you're going to be puffed. According to Rabbi Akiva, you'll be mechayiv in the Tosefes. The part that grew in the Jew's possession, you're going to be chayiv. But there's a concept of hagadol b'chiyuv chayiv, gadol b'ptur puffed. Faith to Gemara, why don't you say the same thing by Reishis Hagez? According to Rabbi Loi, that there's a hekish, say that. Says, why do you know not? V'chitei mehachinami v'atanan ar mishnah halakeyach geiz soin oivikechavim. If somebody buys the geiz, the wool from a guy, potem reishis hagez. What does it sound like? Hat soin oivikechavim. It sounds like if you buy the wool,
Meaning, this non-Jew, the Gentile, sells you the wool on his sheep. So the halacha is you don't have to give reishis hageis. It implied, very obvious diak, is if you would sell the actual sheep to you, then you would be chayef. Right? If he sells the wool, you're potter. Why? Because it's not reishis hageis soichi, you don't own the sheep. But let's say he would sell the sheep to you. Now I own the sheep. The fact that it was once in the property of a non-Jew, and the wool that you're shearing now grew when this non-Jew owned it, wouldn't make you potter. L'chayr, according to Rabbi Loi, you should be potter. Why? Say, Hagadol b'chiyuv chayev, Hagadol b'tur potter, based on the hakdash between Reishis Hageis and Truma. So the Gemara says, you're right, Masnisin the lake Rabbi Loi. You have no choice but to say that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Loi, because according to Rabbi Loi, in that case, you'd be potter. Another kasha. Imat Truma mi min al she'enoi minei loi, af Reishis Hageis mi min al she'enoi minei loi. Why do we say that? Just like by Truma, that loch, you can't be mafresh from one min to another min. So too, by Reishis Hageis, the halacha should be the same thing. Says Gemara, "V'gabi Truma, how do you know by Truma you can't be mafresh from Al She'enim?" The time we learned to the rice, if somebody had two different types of te'enim, Shchayrei Sulavana is black figs and white figs. V'chein Shnei Minichitin, two different types of wheat. Ein Tomer Ma'aser Mizalzer. Yitzchayim Mishum Rabbi Loza Ve'Shama Yevim Ein Tomer Mizalayim Ein Tomer. Bottom line is, you see, there's an idea that you can't be mafresh Truma from one min onto another min. After Reishis Hageis, Al She'enim, why do we say the same thing by Reishis Hageis? If there's such a hackish, say the same halacha. So the Gemara says, in fact, that is the halacha. Who said it's not? Ve'atnan, fake the Gemara. Is that true? Look at our Mishnah. Hoyle Shnei Minim Shchufay Sulavanois. The Mishnah said that if you had two different types of sheep, you had shchufois sheep and levonois sheep, two different types of two colors. Machalos shchufois abalei levonois, and you had a meicher now who sells tolei keach his shchufois sheep. He doesn't sell the levonois sheep. So the halacha zenoisim laatzmei, zenoisim laatzmei. The meicher and tolei keach each have to give reishis hageis from the sheep that they have. The meicher has to give from the sheep that he retained. The keach has to give from what he bought. What do you see from here? That you can't be mafrish mimin. Says the Gemara that it's very good. Meaning, what was the kasha? The kasha was that if we be makish reishis hageis the truma, say that just like by truma you can't be mafresh min al she'enim minoy. So to be reishis hageis you shouldn't be able to be mafresh min al she'enim minoy. The Gemara says you're right. Anachanami. Azayis mavur in the Mishnah. El miyata, but the Gemara says the Ktani. We learned in the seif of the Mishnah. What did it say? Zchorim avoloy nikevois. Zeh noisim laatzmoy v'zeh noisim laatzmoy. What happens if somebody sells his male sheep but he doesn't sell his female sheep? And the Mishnah says the same halacha. He has to give his and he has to give his. Meaning you be mafresh reishis hageis from what you retained. You retain the nekevos, you'll be mafresh from the nekevos. And like, the poto scharim, he'll be mafresh from the scharim. Okay, now mishum the train meaning, you're going to tell me that pshat in this mishnah is because they're two different meaning? They're not two different meaning. Zachar and nekeva is not considered two meaning as it relates to this idea, you're not being mafresh from min al she'enim minoy. So what do you have to say? That when the mishnah says that if I have the scharim, you have the nekevos, the halacha is I'll be mafresh from the scharim, you're mafresh from the nekevos, or vice versa, it's not telling me halacha that I need to be mafresh from mine and you have to be mafresh from yours because they're two separate minim and the minim are somehow distinct just like they are by Truma. The Mishnah must be telling me a different halacha. Ele etz toiva kamash malon. The leis of lei mehai derakach u mehai da'ashen. Rashi explains the Gemara that really what the Mishnah is saying is that the Meicher is the one that's responsible for the reishis hageis. So if I own sheep and I sell some of my sheep, I'm responsible even from the sheep that I sold to you. And what the Mishnah is saying is, etz toiva, that let's say I sold you the inferior sheep, I should try to finagle to keep some of the wool or maybe buy back some of the wool that I sold you on that sheep, so I should be mafresh from that. Not because halachically I have to, because otherwise there'll be a problem of min b'she'in aminoi. But more simply, practically, because I have an obligation now to give from what I have and from what I sold to you. And I sold you inferior stuff. So why should I take from the better schayra to be mafresh on behalf of the inferior stuff that I sold you? This is all an eitz ha'taiva. The bottom line is, hachanami eitz ha'taiva kamashal, the ways of limit ravayu. So you can't prove anything from this mishnah. That when the mishnah said that if two different colors of wool and I sold one color, I maintained the other color, we're each chayev for our own respective, because otherwise it'd be mimish. The Mishnah has nothing to do with mimish eni minoy. Just like the line of Zachar and Nekev has nothing to do with mimish eni minoy, this part also has nothing to do with mimish eni minoy. Rather, what the Mishnah is saying is that the Meicher, being that he retained some of his sheep, has an obligation for all the reishis hageis, despite the fact that he sold some of it. And Eitz HaToyva Kamash Malon, being that you're going to have to be mafresh on something that you sold, to the extent you sold inferior stuff, hold back some of that wool, because otherwise you're going to be being mafresh from the better schayra on behalf of the lesser schayra. The bottom line is, the question is that it's really a kasha now, Rabbi Loi. Because if you're going to tell me, Rabbi Loi, that the halacha is that there's a hekesh between reishis hageis and truma, It's just like by Truma, you can't be Mafter Mishani Minoi. By Reish Lakesh, you also shouldn't be up to be Mafter Mishani Minoi. And after further review, it sounds like from the Mishnah, really, you could be Mafter Mishani Minoi. All the Mishnah is saying is there's this concept of Eta Toiva Kamash Malon. But otherwise, be Soy, there's no problem with being Mafter Reish Lakesh Mishani Minoi. According to Rabbi Loi, it doesn't work. But the Gemara says you can't ask a Kasha from this Mishnah on Rabbi Loi, because Soy Kim, the Lamasis, like Rabbi Loi. We already established that the Mishnah is the like Rabbi Loi. One more Kasha, and that is Imat Shuma being a Reish Shashirani Garim. After Reish Lakesh, you are Nikin. Just like by Chumah, there's halacha that if somebody decides he wants to be a big bald stalker, he wants to be a machmer, so he decides, I want my whole field to be truma. Doesn't work. Racious means only the racious. You have to, has to be a shirayim. There has to be shirayim nikar. So maybe racious agayim say the same thing. The Gemara says, eh, good, yeah, good point. In fact, it's a Mishnah. Mishnah mesech tischal. Oy, mekol garni truma, v'chol isa si chalo. Lo yomar klom. You can't make your whole garni truma, or all your isa chalo. Ha, kol gizai racious, dvar of kayom. It certainly sounds like it's an halach in truma. It's a halach in chalo. As it relates to racious agayim, it's not shalach. Tanya to claim to another bride, so lo yomar klom. Even regarding racious agayim, it doesn't work. What's the teretz? El olav, shma mino. Ha, rabbi loy, ha, rabbana. Zok to Gemara, shma mino. Om rab nachem bar yitzchak. Nowadays, so we had a whole block Gemara, Cheshbin back and forth and back with Shitas Rabbi Loi. Says the Gemara, nowadays the Minig Yisrael is Kahani Klas Sabi, like these three Zekanim. Rabbi Loi Bereish Sages. The Minig Yisrael is like Rabbi Loi as it relates to Reish Sages. Tanya learned to the Brice, Rabbi Loi Yoim, Reish Sages in Noig El Baretz. Reish Sages is only Noig in Eretz Yisrael. Reish Sages is not Noig in Chutz Laretz. Had Rabbi Loi know that Reish Sages is only Noig in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz? Because Rabbi Loi held as a Hekish. That was the second thing, takeaway of the Brisa. There's a hackish between Reish Lageis and Truma. And if Truma is only Noyig in Eretz Yisrael, Reish Lageis, despite the fact that it's not from the Mitzvah Tluyas Baretz, is also only Noyig in Eretz Yisrael. So said Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, nowadays the Midig Yisrael is that Reish Lageis is Noyig only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz. Ukra Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir b'Divrei Torah. With the Midig Yisrael is to go like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir with regards to Torah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, referring to a Balkari, whom Ikra Adin should not be able to learn Torah, stating that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir said, Ein divrei Torah mekabel in Toma, meaning practically a Balkari is allowed to learn Torah, the Minig Yisrael is to follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir. As it relates to the loch of Kilei HaKeren, the only time Yichai is if you take a chita, a sa'ira, and a grape seed, that's a chartzen, the mapoilis yad, in one shot you put it into the ground. If you don't sow it in that way, you're not going to be chayv. Either way, so the Gemara concluded this really festive daf with Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. As it relates to Rabbi Loi, sounds like he's a das yochid in today's daf, for sure. But ho'idna nog alma kahani tlasabi. And the one that we need is ki Rabbi Loi bereshis hagez. Tanya, Rabbi Loi yoimer, reshis hagez, eino noyig elabans. And there's a very important Rashi in this Gemara. Every Rashi is important, but this Rashi is critical. Halacha lemaisa. It's a very short Rashi. It's a two-word Rashi. So Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak said, ho'idna nog alma kahani sabi. Meaning, even though the Gemara said that we paskin like Rabbi Loi, or the Minig Yisrael is not paskin, that the Minig Yisrael is like Rabbi Loi, that we're not mafresh reishis hagez in Chutz Laretz, it meant not only with regards to reishis hagez, it meant with regards to the Zroya, the Lechayayim, and the Kev as well. What's Pashat Pshat in Rashi? Say the Rishonim, because if you held the cup with the Cheshbin on Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph, it was really all Tali Zebezeh. Because to the extent that there's a Hekish between Reishis Hagez and Truma, then there has to be now a Gzeresh Shava, V'Nosan, from the Zroi L'Chaim and Keva to Reishis Hagez and to Truma. The point is they're all Tali Zebezeh. So once I know that Reishis Hagez is Noyeg only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz, so what will come out is that the Zroi L'Chaim and Keva would be the same thing. If that's the case, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said that even though the first Mishnah, Perakas Zroya v'lechayayim v'akeva said, that Zroya l'chayim v'akeva is noyig ba'aretz, u'b'chutz l'aretz, b'fnei abayez v'shaloi, b'fnei abayez, stating that the Gemara concludes this discussion by saying, ho'idna nohug alma k'rabi loy b'reishis hagez v'hu adin l'matonois, that the Zroya l'chayim v'akeva is not noyig in Chutz Laretz. Stating that, if you take a look at the Rambam in Perek Tes, Hilchas Bikurim, Says the Rambam, mitzvah sasei litain kol hazoyveach behema toiro lekoyin hazroya v'aluchayim v'akeva shenema v'zeyia mishpat hakoyin ve'ilu heimanakro matonis b'chol mokin. Throughout Shas, when you find the word matonis, says the Rambam, this is what it means. It means the zroya l'chayim v'akeva. Says the Rambam, mitzvah zunei heges kamin bein b'fnei abayis bein shaloi b'fnei abayis u'b'chol mokin bein ba'oretz bein b'chutz l'oretz. The Rambam is very clear in the beginning of Perek Tes Hilchos Bikurim Imshat Matnus Kuhunu Shabik Vulin that the halacha is that Zorei L'chaim and Kev is noyeg even b'chutz l'aretz. Stating that, if you look at the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Yod, mitzvah sasei liting l'koin reishas ha-geis shenemar v'reishas geis tzoinchot hiting loy v'halevi'im b'chal Yisrael b'mitzvah zu. Doesn't say ha'am. V'ein l'reishas zu shir min ha-toyrah u'mi divrei soifrim shlo yichoris me'efchod me'shishim v'ein onoy heges elu b'eretz Yisrael bein b'fnei ha-bayis bein shaloi b'fnei ha-bayis k'reishas ha-dogon v'noyeg b'chul l'avoloi b'maktosh. The Rambam in Hilchos Zorei L'chaim and Keva said it's noyeg bein b'aretz bein b'chutz l'aretz. By reishas ha-geis, the Rambam said ve'inu noyeges elu b'eretz Yisrael bein b'fnei ha-bayis bein shaloi b'fnei ha-bayis, but it's not going to be noyeg in chutz l'aretz. That means the Rambam distinguished between Zorei L'chaim and Keva, the reishas ha-geis. What's posh b'shan in the Rambam? Because the Rambam was medayik l'shoy noy hazov shel Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok said, "Ibn nog amakani klas sob ki rabbi loy b'reishas ha-geis." He didn't say matonois. He said reishas ha-geis. Rashi said, "Who had the matonois?" But that was Rashi. The Gemara never said that. The Rambam Kinnira argued with Rashi, and he held that the Gemara only meant Reishas Hageis. The Gemara did not mean the Matanos. It's interesting. The Rosh in Dagoyis Oshri brings Shalu le Rashi al Azroya v'lchayim v'kevo lama loy nehigin litein l'koyin u'mishne shleima hishenoyegin afilu shleib v'nei abayis v'nogu bein amiroi basroi. You see that the amiroi basroi were all noyeg to do it. The Heshif mi yimcha biyad hanoyslin. This is Rashi Lushitasi. Rashi said it in two words in our sugya. But it's only Rashi Shit, it's not the Gemara. The Gemara said it about Reishas Hageis. I mean, if you're talking about Reishas Hageis, that's Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. That already was resolved on the Amirahim level. We don't need Rishayim for that. But as it relates to Zorei L'chaim and Keva, the Gemara never said that. Rashi said, who had the matanois, and Shalu the Rashi, the way that Goyis Oshri brings it right here, Masechtos Chulin Perek Yud, very gishmak. Rashi Lishitasa, he said what he said in his Pirish. Allah Shas. Incidentally, Rashi says it also in Shabbos Daf Yudam and Aleph. This is Rashi Shita. But the Rambam argued, and other Rishonim argued as well. What's the bottom line? What's the halacha? So if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya Simen Samach Aleph, Siv, Katan, Chof, Aleph, Zos, the Mechaber, Matonois, Noyagois, Bechol, Mokrein, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Bechutz Loretz, Bein Bifnei Abayis, Bein Shaloi Bifnei Abayis, says the Be'er HaGoyla, Mishnah, Daf Kuf Lamed, V'kach Kosev HaRambam. It's Mefurish in the Rambam. V'yesh Mishayim, there are those that say, She'enu Noyagoyz, B'chutz Loretz, that it's not Noyagin Chutz Loretz, says the Be'er HaGro, Rashi, V'toysus Kuf Lamed Vavam Ebeiz, V'rashi the Perek Aleph, the Shabbos, the Chad Taimel Reish, the Gezim HaTonos, the Aleph Nesina, Nesina Mitruma. V'chulu, 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 I ain't shum. But the bottom line is, so these two shitas are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And then the Mechaber concludes and he says, v'chei nagu. What's v'chei nagu? And the tzadak hula, the minig Yisrael is to follow Rashi, the minig Yisrael is to follow Tois, not like the Rambam. So the bottom line is, the Mishnah says there's a mitzvah of Zroi L'chaim and Keifa. And it's noyeg, even b'chutz l'aretz. Afilu shaloi b'fnei habayis. Everybody's been bothered since we started learning Perek Zroi L'chaim, that why is it not noyeg b'zman hazeh? There's shtari mechira going on. The answer is no. It's very simple. The Shulchan Aruch says that really it's two shittas. It comes down to when Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said, "Ha'idna noig al makahani tlasabi ki Rabbi Loi bereish says Rabbi Loi of today's dafing." Mamish, this Rabbi Loi daf kuf lamed vav. This is what Rabbi Loi is mentioned. He said it with regards to lechayra reishas hageis and zroi l'chaim and keva. But Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said that the minig is by reishas hageis. The Rambam held by reishas hageis, not by matanis. It's the same reason. And yes, we have to sit down for a seid and try to figure out why the minig Yisrael was like this over here and like that over there. But as it relates to the But Rashi learned not that way. And Lahalacha, the Mechaber says, V'chein Agu, that the minig is like Shitas Rashi. But if you look right after this Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, there's a parenthesis. V'ayin b'sefer hachinuch l'hara'a mitzvah tof kuvvav. It's not very often that Shulchan Aruch quotes the Sefer Hachinuch. So he sends you to the Sefer Hachinuch a mitzvah tof kuvvav. So what is he referring to?
to. The Chinuch says like this: regarding the Zroi Lachiyim and Keva, Kvar Cholk was a harbi migdoli amafarsh. V'ha'olam en Hashmur beperek Azroya im apirish hatoiv. The right pshat says the Chinuch shenoyagis hein hayoyim. Meaning the Chinuch like the Rambam's pshat in the sugya, not Rashi's pshat in the sugya. The Chin das Rabbeinu Alfasi zechayin levaracha va'Rambanz al other Rishonim as well. Aval Achshav says the Chinuch ein banu koyach ala tabachim lachrichim. He says today, unfortunately, we have no way to get the butchers to agree to the Zroya luchayim and keva v'koyve Hashem yachlifu koyach. And says the Chinuch, it's for that reason that we don't do the Zroya luchayim and keva. Meaning the Ra'ah said that really lahalacha, I think we should be mach. And Zroi L'chaim and Keva should be Noyeg Bizman HaZen Chutz Laretz. So why not? It's because we don't have the Koyach. Ein banu Koyach ala tabachim la'achrichim litneim. V'koyvei Hashem yachlifu Koyach halavai. We should have the Koyach. But unfortunately, it's not something that we have today. In other words, it's the butcher's union that they're too powerful. And as a result, we wouldn't be able to overcome it. But the bottom line is, as it relates to the minig is v'chein nagu, that we do not give Zroi L'chaim and Keva Bizman HaZeh in Chutz Laretz. Alaska. But stating that, Rashi is Loshen, and that guy's Ashri was that mi yimche beyad anoisnim v'chol anoisnim tovi ol habracha. Meaning, even Rashi was masking that there's a concept of tovi ol habracha. That's the Chsam Sofer that we spoke at earlier in the week in Yerideya, Simon Shin Aleph, where the Hilge Chsam Sofer said that he had a shvager, Reb Hirsch Yurowitz, we think, that he used to give his Roy L'chaim and Keva to, which was a chiddush al gabi chiddush. Number one, he gave it in Chutz Laretz, and he also. No, I don't think so. It was only in, number one, it was only in Chutz Laretz, and number two, maybe, I'm not sure. And number two, he gave it to his shvager, who was married to a bas koyein, who he himself was a Yisrael. So that was really a chiddush al gabi chiddush. Finally, there's a lot more halachim lemaisa to talk about as it relates to the Zroi L'chaim and Keva. Number one, is there a concept of tevel, right? We said keseder, right? We had the Gemara over and over and over again that as it relates to the mitzvah Zroi L'chaim and Keva, even though Rabbi Yochanan said that kol oichel mimatone shaloi hurmu, it's as if he ate tevel. But the Gemara's lashon was v'les hilchas akavase. So just a sneak preview to some of the raid, Master Shem, we'll talk about on Sunday, and that is a Gemara in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. So where in the world does this come into Megillah, Chav Zayin Amud Beis? That's a good punchline in and of itself. The Gemara said like this: Shalu Talmidav es Rapreda, Bameh Harachta Yomim. They asked Rapreda, why were you Zaycha Tarichas Yomim? Amar Lehem, so he told them, Miyomai. Right, in Kotzk, they used to ask people, this is not Miyomai. So he said, Miyomai, like Kodmani Yomim Beis Medrash. I was always the first one in Beis Medrash. Fulei Birachti Defnei Koyein. He said that if I was ever sitting at a Suda and there was a Kayin present, I wouldn't say Rabbi Sanivel mentioned. I would let the Kayin be the one. And he said, I would never eat from Matonois. What it means to say is that even though that loch is not like Rabbi Yitzchak, meaning that loch is not like Rabbi Yechanan, that there is no tevel, you don't have to be mafir Zroi L'chaim and Keva. Afal Pikein, Rapreda was machmer, and Rapreda would always give Zroi L'chaim and Keva, and he felt that he was zoicha tarichas yomim. It's a school of Arichas Yomim. There are prayed that was Zoichat Arichas Yomim because he was mafresh to Zroi L'chaim and Keva, or he wouldn't eat from his meat before he was mafresh, and he treated it as tevel. Meaning, when we talk about Zroi L'chaim and Keva, Bizman HaZeh, yeah, no, butcher's union, v'chein nagu, shalu, l'rashi, and all this rate. Are we dealing with Issa v'heter? So Pasha, we're not dealing with Issa v'heter. Because even though Rabbi Yochanan Shita is, it's as if you ate devil, but v'leis hilchas akabal say to Rabbi Yochanan. But stating that, what we are dealing with is a school of Arichas Yomim. Shalu rapreda, but meharachta Yomim. That, and much, much more, Yetz Hashem, the Sunday's daf.